Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you listening to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and give us some feedback. Also, the Bald-Faced Truth podcast, it's brought to you by Shoe Mill, my favorite shoe store with locations in Portland and Salem and online at shoemill.com. Shoe Mill, where we put the world at your feet.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to the Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
For most of the week, we have been hearing this Rebecca Black song off and on. Production staff has never been so excited. Bottom line, though, 9 years ago, a 13-year-old kid posted that video and became like, I think, an overnight sensation. I was in the car driving with the 17-year-old yesterday morning, and I said, hey, I'm going to have Rebecca Black on the show. She was like, really? Like, I've had President Obama on this show. It's not been as big a deal to her. Rebecca Black joining us now. How are you, Rebecca?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. I cannot believe that someone would be more excited about me than Obama. I refuse to accept that.
13-year-old kid 9 years ago. Does it feel like it was 9 years ago?
Yes and no. In some ways, you know, I can like clock myself back into the way that I remember feeling, and that feels like it was just yesterday. But also, I've grown up so much, I feel like it's kind of been like 30 years.
You look at sort of the viral videos and kids, everybody's posting stuff on YouTube now. And I saw your post this week. You celebrate the anniversary. You got a new song coming out, which we're going to play. But you also had like this comment, this really reflective comment about going back and talking to yourself at age 13. What would you say to the 13-year-old Rebecca Black?
I would say, exactly what I said in that post, which is, basically, like, there's always a chance to start over. And even though right now might feel like your world is collapsing and like you are never going to have a second chance, that is just untrue. And no matter who tells you, how many people tell you, doesn't matter how long they tell you, there's always a chance to get back up. And also, I would tell her, just because somebody tells you that you're not enough, or that you suck, or anything negative about you, doesn't mean that you have to believe it, and it doesn't mean that they're right at all.
Such a good song. It's catchy, like it stays with you. I'm singing it. Like everybody, when I put it on, everybody starts moving around. How was it received at the time? Like you post that, you upload that song, and then what happens?
Well, that's what's so crazy to hear is that back 9 years ago, it was a completely different story. And obviously, the internet was an entirely different place. And I think as a, like, internet culture, we've all grown a lot, obviously, in the past 9 years. But back in the day, like, everybody wouldn't stop talking about how much they hated the song and saying, the most unreal things about it and about me, which, listen, I'm not trying to sit here and say that the song is anything, with a ton of lyrical depth in it. But at the same time, now, and especially in the last couple years, but of course this week, hearing people like you say that, it's catchy and it's fun and what an iconic song it is, like that is an entirely new narrative for that song that it is in a way like really validating to hear.
Does that surprise you that now, like, do you feel like the song's more appreciated now? Or maybe we look back, maybe we've all become more sensitive to, like, hey, these are kids that are posting this stuff, and we kind of view it through a different prism. We're a little more forgiving.
Yeah. It is surprising, and I think it speaks volumes to the fact that, like, not all hope is lost in the internet, and also, like, in a time right now where there is a lot of really intense things happening, people can come together and be kind, and also accept the fact that maybe they said things or did things years ago that they don't resonate with now and are able to apologize. I think that, you know, outside of my situation and just generally is a really brave thing to do publicly, no matter whether you've got, you know, one follower or a million.
Rebecca Black with a singer, songwriter. She got a new song out. I'm going to play it here in a minute. Rebecca, I've got I've got three daughters, and should they be on YouTube? Should I be like monitoring them? What age is right? You've been through this. You've lived it. What advice do you give to parents?
Well, I'm not a parent, so there's only so much I can say about
yeah.
it. But I mean, I think it's important to ask questions and also try to educate yourself as a parent as much as you can about the internet in general so that you can be in the know. It doesn't mean that you have to read over their shoulder every single thing that they're, you know, watching or reading or whatever it is, but ask them, you know, about it. And also don't be afraid to like get in on it yourself. The best way to know what they're doing is to, you know, if they say that they're watching something, just go check it out. You don't have to, you know, again, scare them about it, because that'll only maybe make them want to watch potentially worse things or feel like they have to keep secrets from you. You know, just be a part of the, you know, a part of the conversation.
The conspiracy theorists want to know if the Friday that you're singing about is the same Friday that Katy Perry was singing about last Friday night. Is that the same party? Are these things connected?
No, unless you want to think that they are.
It's a good story.
It'd make a great story.
It's a good story. What did, like, back in 9 years ago, what did it cost you to produce the whole video? And how do you raise the money for that at age 13?
Well, my mom was a single mom, and she is from Mexico. She is very passionate about her kids. And how she didn't have a lot of opportunity growing up. So I think she tries to give as much as she can. There was no fundraising or anything like that. My mom just really wanted to support me in something that I wanted to know more about and that I was passionate about.
I think that's cool. I also think, like, I was watching CNN. I see your story pop up on the website. I look at it. I'm like, wow, she has such a strong message. And we talk so much on this show about how our mobile devices sort of isolate us and what technology does to us as people. And you and some others, I think, were at the forefront of that. And now you're doing positive things. What's new in your life? What are you doing next besides the song?
Well, I haven't stopped writing, and I am only continuing to, I guess, understand it more for myself, because Friday came from a place where, like, I didn't write that song at all. So, you know, afterwards, I had a lot of obviously growing up to do. I had to get myself through high school at least. And now I'm 22 and I've been living out on my own in LA and just constantly trying to make better music each time I create. And so there's more music coming. I think there's going to be new music out next month, which is insane, and a bunch more coming this year. But yeah, I mean, really for me, it's been so awesome to have a conversation about something that's bigger than just my experience and is something I care about so much, which is mental health and, you know, online culture and what it's doing to all of us, really.
All right, I'm going to play this song. It's from the Sweetheart album. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
I put a song out. Close. I put a song out called Sweetheart at the end of last year, and I just released an awesome remix done by Dance Yourself Clean.
Okay,
that's what you'll hear.
And what are we hearing here? I'm going to play it, and I'm going to say goodbye to you because this will be the end of the show. We'll go off into our Friday. Feels appropriate, but what are we playing here?
You're playing Sweetheart by Rebecca Black.
All right, Rebecca Black, I appreciate you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep inspiring people, and I'm proud of that 13-year-old.
Oh, well, thank you very much, John. It was wonderful to talk to you.
All right, here's Rebecca Black's song, and I'm going to send you into your Friday with it. It's called Basically, sweetheart, dance yourself clean.
Do you wanna know a secret? I know that you'll never keep it, promise. Try to keep it simple for you. High up in the clouds, like you're so special. Like I never heard that before. Gotta break it to you gentle. But maybe I don't. Maybe, maybe I won't be the nice guy for once.
This is past the point of my crisis.
You think you're so cool, acting like a fucking dude.